Welcome to the KICC Malawi podcast. Our prayer is that this message will speak to your heart.
Right. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we are talking about the God who makes promises and keeps them. Mulungu amenya mabanga mawenjezano. Le sama ngobanga mawenjezano. Amen.
Amen.
Chika yamana, mi bado ime ya pita mguyori. Jiguyana na mbadono. Pale chitu chimozi, chimene chiko zone na mozi ndina. Nchakuti Yehova alindinga ndanda osunga mawake ndipo Yehova ayo ama ananegea mawake ho mkwamba nilisa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From generation past to this generation, we can testify that God has a track record of keeping his word, and he always watches over his word to perform it. And I believe in Jesus' name, God is going to watch over the word we are going to hear tonight, and he's going to perform that word in our lives if we abide by his commandments and his word and we are obedient. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to begin quickly with the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah twice. He spoke to Jeremiah in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, which is around 627 BC. And then he spoke to him again during the time of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, who was then king after his father as king of Judah. And he spoke to him again around 586 BC. And these are the words that the Lord spoke. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as the prophet to the nations. Then I say, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a young man. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a young man, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not appear afraid of them or their hostile faces, for I am with you always to protect you and deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, hear me. I have put words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to uproot and break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The God who makes a promise and fulfills it. Mulungu amene amapanga lonjezano na alikwanilisa lonjezano. Atamuuza Yeremia, anamuuza pa verse 5. Ndisana kumbe mimba mwa amayi ako, ndinali nditakudziwa kale. Ali madzulo ano ono afuna ndikuuze nzona kuti Mulungu anamudziwani kale kale, musana umbidwe mimba ya amayi ako.
Amen.
Ena sanga kudziweni koma Yehova amakudziwani. Hallelujah. I want you to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And ndipo Mulungu anauti nditakudziwa kale ndipo ndinakusankha kale ndikunena zonena kuti iweyo ndakupatula ndipo ndakusankha kukhala mneneri wanga ku maiko osiyana-siyana.
Amen.
Yeremiya anamubabuza mbuya mbuye koma kuti ndine mwana. Mbuya anamuzunzana kuti usanene kuti ndine mwana. Fokuti konse kumene ndidzakutuma kuzapita. Ndipo chilichonse chimene ndidzakuza kuti ulambule kuti usachimwe. Ndipo usaope kena kalikonse Hallelujah. And then the Lord says, by saying that you have seen an almond tree, Jeremiah, you have seen well. Amen. You have seen well. So, why the almond tree? The reason why God told Jeremiah you have seen well was because the almond tree was also known as the awake tree. It was the first tree to bud in the new year. So in every new year, late January, the almond tree would bud, and it was a symbol of watchfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God says, you have seen well. And He says, I am alert and I am active to watch over my word to perform it. I will hasten my word and I will perform it. I am ready to perform my word. I'm going to watch over my word and make sure my word is fulfilled. And I'm going to watch over my word and make sure that my message comes true.
Amen.
I want to say tonight, God will always stand over His word, watch over His word, and make sure that His word is fulfilled.
Amen.
It depends on what you see. I love what Brother Martin said here. He said, Mungu amekona msi wangabeno mamlalika wangu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I tell you, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to
Mama Singh, which father, Anna Nathan, zimapayipi machine madoda lanalata zimitsa kale machine uyuyu wamalira makadami amba kutseka akatseka tseka makadami akunatituluka nesiwomalisa kuna unouyu wamalira zimashini zinangwamba kwitwi nesi ndakwanwa kuwa madoda lankukwena kuna uyu wawelela bwanji muntu odanalata malira 20 minutes.
Amen.
And I'm not being here, you know, more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Move what on top by the land of Sunday.
Yes.
For Sibi was Canada owner, calling you wrong, Mona Shan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What are you saying? Now, who's on the wheel? Tina, number is on number one. And then put up on some people, put up with my brother. Mutango man is over there, but number was his. Kupinoshi pada mkwambi zozono matumbo wako, abana segega. Nukunide nga nukunide nga nukunishi pada wako. Kusada Afrika. Nukunide nga baba mima mkwambi. Hapu mizo matumbo wako mkwambi usa mkwambi kapa pate buo. Nga madula tumboli mozi, kudula tumboli na mkuruminis. Kudula tumboli na mkuruminis. Nenu na mkwambi kwa mkwambi kwa mkwambi kwa mkwambi kwa Tarina kuzo mkulu kwa hivyo katika kwa mwini katumbola lesu dodula mkulu ingi zote. Au kine Yehova mnemuona. Aleluya. Kine Yehova ndanani. Yehova ndane sito mkulu. Niku palibe chintu orlo chimoti. Chine tinga nisuze. Niku nijua tsaba maspamu. Ena fetima joba pa maspamu. Kwa hivyo Yehova.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Anamuza Isaiah. Makanzoane sima kanzoane. Matsoane mokana kuze kuti. Makanzoane opa sima kanzoane. Shilazae opa, shijilazane. Auti nekwana kila kumamba, vitsuwa pasi, momomo so, shilazanga, zatalikirana, vijilazanu, makanzoanga, atalikirana, kima kanzoane. Mwonga mwwe vula, kima tala ala ama wela patsuwa pasi. Nasabu ya lela aso, kuma ama tira patsuwa pasi, na hapa kisa kuti zomera, zisinele, mkubeleka chakudia, kwa hili amina afuna kudia, yeba besinele na Isaiah 55, au kuchote na kumumeni, mauwa nga mina zetu kubata mabanda. Sa, tabuelewa kwa hili, pashabe, osa kwa nilitsa, chinenda kumina mauwa, kunaka kwa nilitsi. Aleluya.
Amen.
Ya kuti, aze kwa nilitsa, na pindu litsa, chinenda uo, na kumini. Aleluya. I want you to be saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not someone you need some. My child, the Timber Mom. Timber's many a woman, I'm wrong for a need for you. And I'm going to go to the world and do a job. Tell me, come away. Come and team up, and I'm going to go to the world. She's not going to be teaching you any of that. I'm going to be with us. Fool, I'm going to be two of us. Immaterial, Tara. Bepone kuti suma kanisa kuti pakozo kala mbeu umadabwa china chake chita mbeu. Hallelujah. You actually see seeds begin to sprout. And you wonder, but it was dry. Where have the seeds come from? Because the water has finally come. And that's the same way with God's word. God's word, I would like to tell you, produces fruits. Mawe mungu, ama beleka sipasu. Mawe mungu, ama beleka sotsakila. Kipo sotsakile, simene mawe mungu, ama beleka, sitongo sotsakila, china mambayi, koma ndende, mene mungu yo, ana sipakila kutisi kwa nisido. Exactly the way God determined that the world has to be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's word never returned to him void. God's word is never useless. God's word does not come and not produce the effect. It always accomplishes that which God pleases and purposes and prospers the thing which God sent it for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mahamu kuzama kwa mungu wata. Simu wangina mahamu kwa mungu na mungu mungu kuruza, na mungu mungu fulia, na kukulu maa. Ama mungula chine wa chingisa, ibana singisa chinena kwa mpula. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, do not return to me empty. I will accomplish what I desire. Mungu akamena kuti ikwanisa zimene ndasankha, zimene ndafuna, inuyo mukalonjeza kwa simukufuna. Koma nanga ndakuona kuti isisi ndipanga apanga.
Amen.
Aka ndikudalisa Satan.
Amen.
Aka ndikuombwa ako ombwa.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aka ndikupambanisa, akupambanisa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama Mungu akwanisa. God's word accomplishes that which he pleases and purposes and he prospers in the thing which God sends him. Yehovah Abraham, from the prophet Abraham. When Abraham, by Genesis chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1, chapter 4. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, go away from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. Where God was saying, I will make you a great nation, was not in Haran where he was, but in the land where God was going to show him.
Amen.
If Abraham did not leave and go to the land which God was going to show him, Abraham was not going to become a great nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham, I got up and don't show up. Kutsikola ada dewa. Nubira kutsikola dene hobara na niga kubasa ni kwenza kwa nisokala fukola dene. Abraham agadaka buhani. Osa pika kubana ni. Niba Abraham sa agadaka fukola dene. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God is saying, I will bless you. Ilo zingena. I'll make your name great. Ilo zingena. And it shall be a blessing. It was going to be in Canaan. When God was saying, I will bless those who bless you. It was only when he is in Canaan. When you are saying, I will curse the one who curses you. It was only if Abraham moved to the land which God was going to show him. But remember the land he had not yet shown him. Only after he has stood up and left, that's when God was going to show him the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said it over and over. The blessing for every child of God lies in obedience.
Amen.
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 So the Bible says, Abraham departed as the Lord directed him. And he took Lot and his wife, obviously. And the Bible says he was 75 years of age. God meant each and every word he spoke to Abraham.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's not like this Christmas one of the water that we are. So, you know, I'm a car, Adam, who are going to pick up in the road, because I'm not going to go back as men will go away. Hallelujah. So, Abraham departed. The land God was saying, I'm going to give you, was the land of Canaan. And today I decided, let me study about the land of Canaan. And I want to show you what is the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan, according to Genesis chapter 10, the inhabitants in the land of Canaan, these were the inhabitants in the land of Canaan. They were the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Gilgashites, Akkites, Sinites, Abadites, Zemarites, Hamathites, and Jebusites. All these were the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. Kudariyat. Surukudariyat. Kudariyat. Hallelujah. Ibena wala chilomuza jambe kuiweyo. Yekusi sunganze. Ngakhale opwa la mungu. Asika awa mina umadali awo. Ako zobalo nyola.
But the Bible says David took over in 2 Samuel.
But who? These guys who were in the land of Canaan, who were there? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 10, they were, and in Joshua chapter 3, they were the descendants of the son of Ham. Ham was the son of Noah. God had cursed Ham, who is the father of Canaan, when he saw by accident the nakedness of his father, and to his father's shame, he went out and told his two brothers. When Noah woke up from his drunkenness and realized what Ham had done, he said these words in Genesis chapter 9, 25. So he said, "Curse be Ham, be Canaan, the son of Ham, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brothers." But it's the same as I'm saying, you don't think about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And their land was so huge because it started from Sidon all the way to Gera, all the way to Gaza, all the way to Sodom and Gomorrah, all the way to Adama, and all the way to Zeboim as far as Lasha. There was their land. And God says, "That's the land I'm going to give you. That's the land I'm going to give you." And God says, "You know what? By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will, without fail, drive out from before you the Canaanite, the Hivite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite." And then he said, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you, leading the way into the Jordan." Joshua chapter 3, verse 11. Good argument. And these are the words I want to say. Chichema Kwayam. Mulungu, alike nasun futo, gibo sisima mkutza, gibo sisima mudadawitza, kwa chotza andwena, kwa yoyola andwena, kwa papalitza andwena, kwa tamangitza andwena, Gani mungu yo, au kuna ulipa malopa mele popo, bakare manawari.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He does not even regret it. Inea wina na mene kodo na mwina kumu mwindani na wina. Yehova, maori ndani na wina alibe. Na angaliwa sanga kuni mpando u. Kaka lakuma. Olo pada karachi tumtu. Trying to free a deceiving Gadapida. Other person, a deceiving Gadapida. Adam to over to Tuyo, Nubina Kugan Karabun Huti, Kravi Pampano Siwako. And we life, there are so many things God has prepared for us, and we have not occupied our place.
Amen.
Because we have not obeyed God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't want to stop. You go somewhere. My year, we do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Muhibe. He has no problems at all to remove some people in order for him to fulfill his word in your life. But you need to obey. And truly, Israel crossed over and took over Jericho. Even Rahab, the prostitute, the one who protected spies when they came into the land of into Jericho, she said these words in Joshua chapter 2, verse 9. "I know that the Lord has given you the land." Tonight I want to say, "I know the Lord has given you 2024.
Amen.
That I know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That I know. And I know some of the things that I'm saying tonight, you're going to be shocked God doing them. God is going to remove some people.
Amen.
Your amen is sweet.
Amen.
I want you to know God is going to remove some people.
Amen.
sorry I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound very unchristian on the 1st December 2023, spoken by a pastor. Even if God decides to kill somebody because he wants to put his child there, God can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He can do it. He says he removes kings.
Yes.
Yes. And she says, and the terror and the dread of you has fallen on us. And all the inhabitants of the land have melted in despair because of you. And once, mitima yao ya sungulunga. Enundama mamu na mtima sungulunga. Mtima sungulunga, yone ya hudi, usana mmenye mpumenye homo. Just take it. God has a track record of keeping his word. No word spoken from God shall be without power. No word spoken by God shall be impossible to fulfill. If God speaks something, it will come to pass.
Amen.
This year, God said, is a year of evident progress.
Amen.
I can tell you, I have seen evident progress in people's lives. I've seen people being promoted. I've seen people getting billions of businesses. I've seen people so certain and you are too. That's all I'm going to say.
Amen.
I can't wait for 2024. Word of God will stand and endure forever. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Maamu watu, atata ashimie mpaka badai. Maamu watu, sazabila badai. Maamu watu, parika tibu, imene tete shumido mpuna uri. Maamu watu, amahida. Hallelujah. There will never be a day when they will say, God's word has passed away. Never. Matthew chapter 5 verse 18. For assuredly I say to you, till health and heaven pass away, one jot, one title will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. I will feel that what happens. You remember, Siddhartha, Parile, Donto, Ono, Limozi, Lama, Mungu. I mean, as a person, so now, Abida Badira, Osama, Siddha. Tonight, I want to say God's word is dependable. And God is faithful to his word. And the word of God is tested. The word of God is tried. The word of God is proven. 2 Samuel 22, 31. Psalms 18, verse 30. Proverbs 30, verse 5. These scriptures say the same thing. And this is what it says. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust and take refuge in him. God keeps his word, even if men don't keep theirs. Hallelujah. God's word is true, and it will come to pass, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, no matter what people believe. God's word will come to pass.
Amen.
That's why I have said over and over again, you need to know God for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Having seen what God has done in my life, nobody is going to move me. If we are faithless and do not believe, and we are not, and we are untrue to him, he remains true. He remains faithful to his word. That's his righteous character. God cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. Mugona.
No.
You're not saying amen. I'm trying very hard to make you say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what I want to say. And I'll say a few things and then we'll start. God's word will wait for you if you believe it. Let me say it again. God's word will work for you if you will believe his word.
Amen.
If you don't believe his word will not work for you.
Amen.
That's the difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His word will work for you if you believe it. If you will believe it. If you do not believe it, it will not work. That means you need to believe the word. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, says, and we also thank God continually for this, that when you receive the message of God, which you hear from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you, who believe. Hallelujah. Who believe. If you believe God's word, it will work. If you don't believe it, it will not work. You can come to me and say, Pastor, pray for me. But if what I am praying, you don't believe it, it will not work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you look at some of the promises of God and the prophecies in the Bible, we see that many have already been fulfilled. And I want to say this before we say ours, which I believe God is going to fulfill in 2024. Let me begin. When God told Pharaoh that he was going to send plagues of frogs, lice, and everything in Egypt, he did exactly that. And I'm going to wait until I'm leaving Washington, and I'm going to wait. Adam was a David. When I was a soul, Damina said, my dear Gatis. When I was a man to be Mabo, Damina said, my dear Gatis. So, and I'm a God. You got to go over the soul, put out in hand. Come, so, Adam and Gatis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exodus 8, 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 to 17. 1 Kings 5:8. When God told Judah in Jeremiah 25, you are going to be judged because of your unfaithfulness, and I'm going to send you into exile. Isn't that God? When God said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 2, the temple is going to be destroyed, and not even one brick is going to be left on another. In 1870, the temple was truly demolished. Nyakara unumbada anasona nyumba yanga hii. Nipo anmanga. Oche na liti na anga. Aga tije pesa. Na alapa propozao. Na alapa mashima wao. Litza mozoga ya umamba. Nyakara inatumi za zombi. Litza jitza tiko lao. Kwa manifoje na una anais la hili. Ara jita kukubuza. Yesu adawa kumuna uki. Sipatakana mawa umenuza pezika mawa uzani. Kuma kati yesei yu aza kwezi. Zina yikani. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God said, the Egyptians you see today, you shall not see them again. He did exactly that. And defeated Pharaoh and his army as they were pursuing the Israelites in Exodus 14. When God told the children of Israel, Second Jericho, once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day you separate 7 times and you shout, and the walls of Jericho are going to fall. Truly, truly, the walls of Jericho fell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can fulfill his promises in unexpected and supernatural ways.
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard for us to recognize how God has fulfilled the promise, or even imagining how God is going to fulfill. When God promised in the Old Testament that he would send a Messiah, a few people expected that the Messiah was going to look like Jesus. He said it in Isaiah 53, fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1.
Amen.
And on many occasions, Paul would speak the word mystery. Mystery, to describe God's plan of salvation. But I want you to know, at the center of God's mysterious fulfillment of his promises is the man called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say this. If you are not born again, you can be claiming these promises. They will not come to pass. Now I'm going to say, I'm going to say, is this because of my children? Try and be here, we know about the sports of man. Marriage is sano, out of the Jagare, the good man is just man. Sina Kagi is in here, Sitawari is here, Sinawari is here, Mam Yesu, Am Yesu, come, Bas. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Psalms contain a lot of statements about the power of God. When God, where God says, I'm going to bless the righteous. I'm going to protect the righteous. I'll give wealth to the righteous. I'll bring health to the righteous. I'm going to bring long life to the righteous. Now, we don't deny that we face challenges in life. I like to bring balance. Smaga. Kulima wananzo kuma smaga. Davide anaumana ma challenge. Yobu anaumana ma challenge. Apostle Paul anaumana ma challenge. Esther anaumana ma challenge. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego anaumana ma challenge. Daniel anaumana ma challenge. Kuma one thing they never gave up. If you give up in 2024 because you have faced challenges, you are going to see God coming through for you. He spoke to us clearly within this week that those who are strong, those who are courageous, those who do not despair, those who study and meditate on the word, and those who are humble are going to see Him move in their lives in a special way. Those who have been coming for prayer, as I said, they understand what I'm saying. When you're about to serve it, in Paraguay, I'm going to come now. My wife has come now. Okao, I'm in a lamp. Okao, I'm in a lowly mantima one be. Okao, I'm in a sada and tima. Okao, I'm in a lowly now. You are in Galia. Okao, I'm in a CBS. Nakao, Tima, and I'm yes, for 3:2. Okao, I'm going to wait on my mom. Ukozo wa hivi sasa zizuini basi naenda chwani. Si muona mbuye Mungu muona hurusa kukuyo. You need to fulfill this. Be very careful in 2024. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. But some promises may be fulfilled in part. Maybe because we have made some conditions or some of them the time is not yet. For example, when God told the Israelites that they'll come out of Egypt, and after they come out of Egypt, He was going to give them the land of Canaan, He told them one thing: drive out the nations you will find in the land. It wasn't going to be God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It wasn't going to be God. You heard me preaching within December. But it's just as I am about Angel, Colangel, Santa Matazin, Zimene, you know, with every man. I'm aware of some from Musa Petru, over a Saba, Adai Petru, over a Minshiro, Adai Petru, Oyama Vena, Adai Petru, Shiro Angel, put out with a pine, Machin, I mean, I don't mind an old Petru, you won't so well be true. Comasina, Petru, I know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An Israeli, sana tamangi santosi. Fazuri sana tamangiti. E nao, akalaminga kumiyo yao kufiga mewe. And I want to tell you the truth. An Israeli, akana kauti, ose maamori, ahiti, ahivi, aekusi, agrigasa, ose atamangita. Sikwezi ya rojuna na huku nukono, Israeli. Hola umana nayo leo hii fanya kuti mitunduina imenye hova ada anasona kuti awawa matamangise sala tamangise
amen
parisina zake zimene hova ada akuse insisi ukwenda kuchita mwatutu mukapanga mananama makaliswai hova kwa moyo wangu akaswa nana. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam was Ambiesu, Ambiesu Christo Mugwe. See as men of Bada was of it, Swena would be Ambiesu Christo Mugwe. See that Diga. See as men of Bada was, could be Swan in Siga, Ambiesu Adamabirasu, Sister Man in Siga, and we use our knowledge. Some of us have got a very big problem to understand the timing of God. But God fulfills his promises in his Son. Chonde, nyimbo ya lawi, isakale ya imuyo. Ama ona bujedwa, bujedwa, bujedwa. Just listen what he says at the end. Mabiro hake mbuzi. Ngakele kutamono kuyehova, abujedwa. Fata wezi mazake, chima mfuna uli, tikango pepe. Mulungu wakwa nitsele yo, kapenya na. Zimizola kwenye wakwa nitsasaka sukwila. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ngati singa zoli zikwanitsenza la zungwelazi. Iga ni by home.
Amen.
Zona kwa nitsema wa hawa nitsaliti. Mawa. Zona kwa nitsele wa hawa nitsaliti. Leo. Kwa masilipo sina zaga hapu za nukulichani. Iga. Musa mtendize Yehova. Kwa hawa kupinga. Nda iso. Kwa hawa kupinga. Chosizwa. Kwa hawa kupinga. Kuboreza. Mabido wake mbusi. Aleluya.
Amen.
Chukwenye kumbese nisabuti. Nea pansi patambo. Pari nyengo. Mene hopa anakazikitsa. There's a time for everything. There's a season for everything.
Amen.
Because these are eternal purposes.
Amen.
Alipa minanda kumbira ya hopa wa ebeni chapter 11. Enao, sada mwone mwata mwiniza. Sino. Abraham, Adam kumbira wana. Isaac, Arab of your Mego, Yahob, Arab of your Mego, Kuma, one of my body is so amalgam is a my mother. And I was a citizen. Silas one. Abraham, Lihab, I don't know who can say over Manaba, but I did. Could have a smile. Send a friend and go by your Israel.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham, ngakayo kwa adabu ukutsa, na ajina chubanya kwa msumamu. Kwa mpai kwa lima, lima kwa uresi chijimuatsa. Magizo sana uji, ada liigia, kufika zanga 100, minama zanadwa Isaac. It was all nitu, mibaru, mibaru. After Abraham, ina weyani, kutibolao tama mchisa. Mose amatio, limu mwata po mzandwani. But he had to wait until he was 8 years old before he could leave the children of Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amatio, limu mwata po mzandwani. But he had to wait until he was 8. But it's not like limu mwusangwa mwange wa nwoma, kifasi unakwini.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't go to the Masuna Queen.
Yes.
And I was away from here. Never gave me. That was a top. For 20, Ugurimba and here. You know, I'm going to go to Ugurimba and Lima Hatch. Now, this is a watch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sleep was in the Zuna Saga. Oh, my man, this I have a vow. Strong move. Society was in the source. Ndeo kukatuopa, sorry mana, give art. Ndeo kumeunda wakaila kapao ni mahaji. Zito manji. Kuli minaumea wakata ni mahaji. Chifalia na mko ukawa wena nili jani. Ukawa wena loli mba mtima jani. Kwa mbiki. Uka mama. Hei, zozo. Haya, muso mwea. Nakala la usari. Kula kuza uli mahaji na wakana. Wakana. Musanone uli ni wangu by this. Makana. Kumanoni maima by Isaiah 41:10. Kutina angana mbiada na mtu saobe. Nunga kala kutu njuhoka. Kuna siyoko. Ndiyo mati nanguwa weka. Kutu nga kala papa njuhukai. Ningu wa yamba kunena aleluya.
Amen.
Aleluya. Kaisa mbini yambo ishishi. Namba kushika hiyo. Imambo unawu angwe. Ababa ni yambo kukweza aleluya. Imambo. Ha njuhukweza aleluya. So this is my life. I don't know this is my life. I don't know this is my life. kumalimanya pamawa kay Jehova.
Amen.
Pagkatapos sa akin mga mga ambuhi, inusin man na. Ngayon ko na mga kumuta, ayang demu yung bilalayopay. Diga diyan yung isa na China. Fana ka po, hindi ko siya kukuha na kukule, kaya po siya nukuti. Uko, manyasi ya chandi ati. Awa, kuyangu wa kukuha nukuti. Nduko, lema mga mga ambuhi. Bagi kuya mba lemu ya bilalayopay nesho. Kuma mene na kutsula ni mungu. Izizi.
Amen.
You need to know something. Many of the promises of God are fulfilled now. And many of the promises of God have to wait for their fulfillment.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In all cases, there's one thing though. God is true in His word and He keeps His promises.
Amen.
I want you to know there are things God will fulfill in 2024. There will be some things we may need to wait for 2025.
Amen.
We may need to wait for 2026. We may need to wait for 2027. We may need to wait for 2030. We may need to wait for 2040. But that which He has determined to happen in 2024, it will happen in 2024.
Amen.
Why? Because this year, according to the year of evident progress, we have seen it. What He has said for us for 2024, we also know we are going to see it.
Amen.
We're going to have Holy Communion. And as they give you the Holy Communion, we'll be entering the new year in the next 38 minutes. And we'll be going home. But when you are set with the Holy Communion, you keep it. I hope the cups are enough. You keep it. When you keep it, they are 26 promises that God has spoken to me very clear of what is going to come to pass in 2024. That we are going to seal it with the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Why? Because the Bible says in Revelation 12 verse 11, they overcame Him and conquered Him because of the blood of the Lamb. And because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives. And renounced their faith. Even when they faced death. Even if we face anything. We will remember the blood of the Lamb today. We will remember the word we will declare today. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. In 2024, you bear the consequences of your words. Either for life or death. It's not going to be God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.